Relevant church services don't go for months never mentioning common stresses people face. That's our key sentence for today. Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, what kind of stresses has your family faced in recent years?
Well, when you ask that question, the biggest thing that comes to mind, it's not 2 years yet since my youngest son, Jeremy, he was 41, died of cancer. That was a huge stress. I still find myself tearing up at unexpected times because something will happen and remind me of him. He left three little children and his wife. That's been very difficult. And then recently, another son has gone through a divorce, and that's been a huge stress. My son would say he wasn't the one who asked for it. That's important to him, but it doesn't change the stress that you go through, and you have grandchildren involved and trying to work your way around things that are going on. One of those grandchildren is getting married, and then that adds certain stress just to the marriage ceremony because you have a split in the parents. And so that's the big thing. We've gone through a couple of times financial stress where something unexpected happens and then all of a sudden you don't have the resources to be able to cover what's necessary. That's not there right now, but certainly I know what it's like. I feel for those people who wake up every morning and they start by strapping that cement block on their back, which is certain payments that they can't make and the calls that come and all the rest. So that's a common stress and I've been a part of it. I've not thanked the Lord, but I've said to the Lord, I'm grateful to you that at least I know what other people feel on occasion because I live most of my life without that financial stress. It's a huge burden. I would say one of the stresses that we feel most often is just the time pressure, deadlines. When you're writing, you usually have contracts that you have to meet the deadline by, and writing is usually creative. You're making something out of nothing, and when the ideas don't come, you feel stress. That's at least a little to begin with. I would like to change the topic. I'm beginning to feel tense.
What other stresses are common among people, David? Maybe you haven't faced them, but many people have.
I was just thinking of some dear friends who got a wonderful promotion. We're in Chicago, and this promotion was great. But at the same time, it meant the whole family had to move to Atlanta. And now the whole family has moved. It's been about a week and a half. And, you know, all of the hassle of uprooting everything. You got three kids and their schools change and all of their friends change. And you not only have a job change, you're trying to get relocated, meet new neighbors, all the rest. Those are huge stresses. A lot of people have marital problems. One of them that I know is much more common than we think, it's people who are out of work. People have stresses because an accident happened. They didn't anticipate this. And then all of a sudden, they broke an arm or a leg. And then that has all kinds of ramifications. Close to that is sickness. That's a stress. One of the stresses that I hear from, I've never faced it myself. I've been very fortunate, but it's a stress of living in a neighborhood where there's violence. You know, hearing gunshots. Some of my friends in the tougher parts of Chicago, they live with that all the time. And they live with the headlines of so-and-so was shot through the window, or it was a mistaken identity, or it was a drive-by shooting. Those are huge stresses. We just, you know, you're talking about a young man going into a church and killing people, shooting them. You can't imagine what it'd be like to go to church and then have somebody come in and just shoot up the congregation. You know, that's not only stress, it's trauma, high degree. And your whole life, everything happens so fast, you can hardly absorb it. So there are all kinds of stresses that people go through. I haven't named them all, but that gives us a feel. So where are we going?
Well, when you were going through those stresses, I wonder, did you find the church relevant or irrelevant?
I found the people of the church relevant. I found many times their love was amazing. I don't know how people without the church and without the continual coming together of the church, how they go through such things. Church people, not only in the congregation, but from all over the country and the world, who were there and said they were praying for you. So in that sense, the church was very relevant to me. Maybe I'd say my faith was very relevant because I was a part of the body of Christ, and people were overwhelmingly kind and understanding and helpful in every way. The church services, that's a different thing. I remember a lot of times being in church and thinking, man, I've been in an awful lot of church services and I don't think they understand what I'm going through. I know that you don't write a church service for somebody who's just lost someone in death, but there are parts that seemingly you would pick up some kind of a feel that the pastoral staff was aware that there were people who were struggling. I say that because I'm thinking like pastoral prayer. I was in a church for a long time where there was no pastoral prayer. It just was not a part of their tradition, and there was no way to be able to be personal in that regard. And then I remember since then, because I've been highly sensitized, thinking back on my own life and then listening to the pastoral prayers of certain people, they say, when the prayer was said for so-and-so, it was said, but there wasn't that empathy or there wasn't the feeling. It was almost like, we pray for so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. I thought to myself, it's going by pretty fast, you know, and there are words, but there are more words than they are feeling there. There were times when scripture was read, and that scripture, it just brought you to tears because it was so much a part of what was going on in your life. But the reader didn't feel the same thing that those words did for the listener. So in one way it was great, in other ways it was not. I think that there were a lot of times I felt in the church that it would have been neat to have heard a testimony of someone who had gone through the same kind of thing. I remember thinking, this church is of such size that I'm not the only one going through what I'm going through. So somewhere in the church planning, whatever, there wasn't the sensitivity that I wish had been there. And I, again, would personalize that and go back in my own ministry and think, how sensitive was I? I was fortunate I pastored 10 years in the inner city, and we never had one death the whole time, so I couldn't judge it there, but there were certainly people who were going through an awful lot of problems, and I don't know if I was as sensitive as I wanted to be. I don't remember sermons. I remember thinking to myself, I need to do some sermons on this whole area of stress, because I think that it's much more common than I realized. The stress is a big problem, so I probably should be addressing it in my ministry in one way or another. That's just kind of an overview as I'm trying to reflect back, and I'm not out of the woods as far as stress is concerned. Some of the stresses I didn't even feel. I took my son, who has come back to live with us for a while now since he's gone through this divorce. He said it's good to be in church, but he said it's the same time I see all these happy married couples and it makes me not want to come. I would rather not be there because it's so painful to me. And I thought to myself, I'm insensitive, because I'm thinking, yeah, you'll want to be in church while you're with us. And he's thinking, it hurts. It hurts to be there. So none of us are wise enough, but stress is a big thing, and I guess it's just one of those areas where we say the church needs to keep it in the top of its thinking all the time.
It's probably true as well that the members of the congregation of a church are not as sensitive as they could be to the stresses their pastor might be feeling.
I think that's very true.
Things can be going on in his or her life that add tremendously and make it difficult sometimes to minister to others when you're consumed with problems that you're facing in your life. So it's interesting, there's a double-edged sword in all of this. There's a need for greater sensitivity on our part to the people around us. There's also a need in our own lives to find a way to turn the problems that we have over to the Lord, and that will free us to minister effectively. Part of the body life of the church, which I think is largely missing in today's congregations, is this bearing one another's burdens. The scripture says that we're to do that, but sometimes we're so consumed with what's going on in our own lives or in the lives around us, it's very difficult to bear other people's burdens. We're so taken by our own situation. I think that can happen pretty easily in the church. The church becomes consumed with its programs and possibilities and doesn't really seem to understand the need to minister to the body of the church. I'm curious, in your own experience as you went to church and spent time with your brothers and sisters in Christ in worship, were there any particular parts of the worship service that were more meaningful to you when you were going through difficult times?
I think probably the times when I felt a sense of being cared for as much as any other time, when people were given opportunity to give testimony. As you talk about the church, it wasn't necessarily in service. I think that all the people who brought us meals, those kind of things, who said, is there anything we can do? I think of one day when a number of people from the church came during our most difficult time and helped all around the yard, just doing yard work. That was wonderful, and they did it just because they said, we know you're going through a hard time, and we want to be concerned for you. I wish in some way that what they did could have been shared in the main service. Maybe they don't share that because then everybody thinks they should get yard work done for them. I don't know. It's that personal aspect that is so important, and it's hard to do in a large church. When you're in a church even gets into the hundreds, then, you know, how do you maintain the intimacy at the same time you're dealing with numbers? I would say when people said, I just want to be able to say to the church, thank you, and then they'd start to talk about why they were grateful, and they would break down and say they just felt overwhelmed by love. That ministered to me in a very real way. It doesn't happen enough. I think an awful lot of things go on in the church where no one knows what's going on because there's not enough of a communication link between everyone. The church does quite well, maybe again getting mechanisms where there's opportunity for people to say what they are grateful for. That would be good. The two times I remember where people gave testimony and just thanked the congregation, even though it wasn't on my behalf, those were very meaningful to me. And I was thinking, yeah, it's good to be a Christian, good to be a part of the church. Sometimes in just the order of service, and because you don't know how long it's going to take, these were testimonies that were planned. In other words, these people were asked to say something, and they did. One time it was just spoken spontaneously. The other time it was all written out and the person read it. And what was read was, it was very beautiful, very beautiful. So those are the intimate times that sometimes are missing that I wish there was more of.
What kind of grade would you give the average church today on this matter of relevancy?
I wish I were God, then I could do that, huh? I can only grade the churches of which I was a part. I would say that I'm glad I'm a part of the church because things happened that were very beautiful because of the church that never would have happened if I were not in the church. You know, I could have been probably a part of some other group and people may have reached out, but all I know is that what I experienced, the church was wonderful, and I'm grateful.
So maybe we should turn that question around to the pastors listening to us today and ask them to grade each of their own churches. Where do they stand in terms of understanding the stresses that people are under? Relevant church services don't go on for months, never mentioning common stresses people face. We're so glad you joined us for our SermonCoach.com podcast for today. You found our podcast at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We have resources on our website to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.